One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she always wanted to experience a ghostly encounter. Then she took a ghost tour of the Queen Mary and she got an earful, literally.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So, do you have a real ghost story? Would you share it with us? If you want to leave us a voicemail, the number is 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you want to be a premium subscriber, you get the advanced episodes, access to thousands of episodes in the archive, and no commercials. You could sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going really well. I love the Queen Mary ghost tour stories. But I was wondering, does everybody know what the Queen Mary is, listener-wise? I think a lot of people do, but maybe not everybody.
I would say our audience, 99% of them know of the Queen Mary. But if you don't, it was the Queen Mary ship docked in Long Beach. And it
today currently is.
That's where, yeah, it's currently there. And in fact, Long Beach, there was a little bidding war on who was going to get it in Long Beach. Ended up with it. They've basically now turned it into a hotel, and you know, you could go tour it. I think there's restaurants in there and stuff.
What year would you say it was built?
Oh gosh, 1930 something. I'll look it up.
Oh, that late. See, I would have put it earlier than that.
Mary, when was it built? 1934. Was when she was launched.
Queen Mary historian. Look at you.
But I've also done episodes on the Grave Talks on Queen Mary. So I've done some deep dives into the ship. But see, it was interesting because the construction began in 1930, which was right around when the Depression happened. And so, you know, that was a weird time to launch a ship.
Right.
And then during World War II, they actually... What's the word I want? Commissioned it? The military did, and they used it. It was used in service, war time service. And so there was a lot of military men on there, a lot of servicemen, thousands at one time. And so when you think about all of the people who took a voyage on the Queen Mary, the servicemen who were on the Queen Mary, you know, and the people who have toured the Queen Mary, you just think about the history and the number of people who've gone through. It has to be millions now.
Well, Now, do we have many instances or stories that we know of where somebody died, murdered? I mean, is there a specific ghost or anything that you would say a lot of people seem to see? Or is it just a combination of many different things?
Now, I definitely know there's crew members who have died.
Okay,
and there are some crew members who they say, do still haunt the ship. Then there are some who they think came back to the ship, who didn't die on the ship, but their connection was to the ship. Mm-hmm. But I just Googled it, said there have been 55 reported deaths aboard the Queen Mary.
Okay, so a lot, really. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a very interesting ship. It would just be so cool to go tour it. And so Kathy and I are going to do that at some point. Once you're living out on the West Coast, it won't be far.
Go down the coast.
I still don't want to talk about that. Kathy's moving away from me, but whatever. Okay, I shouldn't say it like that because that made me sound so selfish, but I kind of am. But Kathy's getting ready to have her first grandbaby, and she will be close to the grandbaby.
Yeah.
So before anybody thinks, I can't believe Kathy's leaving Carol, and Carol's going to be mad. No, I'm just being selfish. I totally understand why she's going.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You know, it's sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned up my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. It really has. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. It's helped me a lot there. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CBD Distillery. Yes, CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And because you listen to this program, I got the goodies for you. 20% discount to get you started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code GHOST for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code GHOST, cbdistillery.com.
So anyway, this is the story. And it says, I was recently listening to your podcast and heard that you were interested in Queen Mary stories, and I decided to share mine. It's always not very long, but it still creeps me out when thinking about it. Let me start by giving a little background on myself. I've always loved the paranormal and have been fascinated with it for as long as I can remember, but I have never had any paranormal experiences. I've always wanted to, and I've been envious of those who have. I am not sensitive at all and never experienced anything until the Queen Mary. It's become normal practice for me when visiting a city to always check to see if they have a ghost tour. Sounds like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's always my go-to wherever we are. As a result, I've done ghost tours all over the country and even Canada. This past June, my fiance and I spent some time in Southern California. Of course, being me, I immediately looked up various ghost tour options. He has never been to the Queen Mary. I had once when I was 15 and also did the ghost tour then. So I mentioned it to him and he was eager to go see the ship. We drove down from LA and signed up for that evening's ghost tour. The ship itself has a very weird feeling to it, but again, I've never experienced anything on it. The tour was very informative and everything was business as usual until we entered the front hull. We were told that this is where they kept the prisoners of war. This room was literally just the front of the ship. It was all metal with pipes, no windows, and it was shaped like the very front tip of a ship. In the middle of this small triangular space was a square opening, maybe 3 feet on all sides, that led to a floor below. We were told to gather around that space. My fiance and I stood around the square space while maybe a foot away from the wall behind us. This wall was actually more of a metal wall with holes, if that makes any sense. It's not a cage, not a cell, not a fence, just a metal wall with holes. This wasn't all around the triangular room, just in a square space at the base of the triangle shape of the room. Afterward, I realized that maybe that is where they kept the men, locked behind that metal wall. I don't know, but anyway, so we were standing there while our guide was telling the story. My fiancé was next to me on my left side, sort of a little behind me, but more next to me. On my right, there was a man maybe 2 to 3 feet away with his family. Not too far away, but enough for comfortable personal space. My fiancé was much closer than he was. We were listening to this story, and all of a sudden, I felt a harsh, fast, and loud blowing in my left ear where my fiancé was. It was so strong and loud that I physically jumped. I quickly turned and looked at my fiancé, and he was mindlessly looking up at the ceiling and looking around. He looked confused as to why I had jumped. After the story in that room was over, I told him exactly what had happened. He said that he didn't hear anything, and I was shocked because that blowing of air was so loud in my ear it felt centimeters away from my face. My hair actually moved. I felt my hair blow when it happened. He said that he was staring ahead the whole time, listening to the story, and looked up just in that moment to look around the room, and that's when he felt me jump. Was the ghost waiting for him to look away? My mind thought there was something behind that metal wall, but this came from directly next to my ear, not in the space behind it. There's no way anyone could have done it, and my fiancé didn't even hear it happen. It couldn't have been him because, first off, he wouldn't lie about it, and secondly, it was so close that turning my head that fast would surely have caught him in the act, or I would have seen some movement from him. He was completely calm and looking at the ceiling when this happened. As I said, I am not sensitive. I've never had a paranormal experience. I actually go looking for these things and get disappointed when nothing happens. A month prior to this trip, we went to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania and did their ghost tours, ate in the haunted inns and so forth, and nothing happened, not a single thing. That moment on the Queen Mary, I cannot explain. For the first time in my life, I think I experienced a ghost. Jennifer. I don't know what else. I mean, to hear that gust of wind kind of blow past your ear that was so loud it made you jump.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else heard anything?
Well, and her boyfriend, he's just looking around, da-da-da-da-da, you know, taking it all in. I said la-di-da like that, but I mean, you know what I mean. You're just kind of looking and trying to kind of see everything they're talking about and whatever. So he is totally not looking at her until she, you know, kind of jerks, and then he looks over to see what's wrong with her. So it's got nothing to do with him.
Mm-mm. You know,
and
it makes me
and it had to come from that side,
because
right?
It makes me think like how someone would sneak up behind you and go right in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make you jump because her hair moved. It was loud. And somebody blowing directly into your ear is loud.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's super personal.
Yeah. So I think she had her ghost experience as she wanted.
Can't believe she went to Gettysburg and didn't have one.
I know.
I mean, this girl is trying. Like, she went to Gettysburg and then the Queen Mary.
Well, she was there, what'd she say, the month like, before? This girl gets around.
I'm just not sure where else, you know. I guess we could send her to Louisiana, to New Orleans or something, you know.
Let's send her to the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs. Yeah,
there we go. Maybe that, you know. I don't know. That's so weird. Now, I had never had a Crescent. I never had anything at the Crescent that I felt. That's not true. That is so
no,
not
we
true.
Totally had a Crescent that? Hotel
we
experience.
We totally did. Yeah, we left. I was saying, but I did catch
say,
an
what?
Orb there too.
You were with me when we checked out at midnight.
I was thinking about the second when I went and took students recently, and then I thought, oh, wait a minute. No. There was that time Carol and I went.
And you didn't stay there, did you? You just went and did the ghost tour?
We just did the ghost tour. Yeah, it was too expensive to stay there with that many students.
Oh, I know. Bet.
Like, you know, one room would have been one thing, but we needed like five.
Yeah.
So it was too expensive. But Yeah, I think that.
I love the way Jennifer just goes one side of the country to the other.
I do too. And I think, yeah, I think you're right. She does need to try the Eureka Springs, Arkansas experience. And maybe the New Orleans experience, don't you think? Mm-hmm. Chicago's pretty good, too. They've got some good ghost tours up there. We've loved theirs.
Oh, there's so many ghost things in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You know, every city does have things. Kathy and I are going on vacation next week. We're going to Colorado, and there is a ghost tour near where we're staying.
And we're going to try to get
it's
on.
It's about a half an hour. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got to see if our brother and his wife want to go too, if that's something that would interest them, or if they'd be like, you two are so weird.
Well, then we'll go.
I think they would go, actually. Why not?
Yeah, I think they would.
So let's go to our next story. Here you go.
Hi, my name is Rebecca. I'm a new listener. I live in Virginia. And I got quite a long story to tell you guys. When I was in my early 20s, I was working at a little fast food restaurant, and I noticed I worked up front, and it was always my job to clean the dining area. And I would be in the dining area, and I would hear my name being called. And so I ended up asking one of the ladies that I worked with, is this place haunted? And she said yes, that there have been other people who heard their names called in the dining area and have had other experiences. Well, when you would walk into the back and go into the freezer, you would be getting stuff to take up to the front, and this shadow would like go past you, and then like things would just start flying off the shelves. And then I had another experience, and it's the most vivid one, but I was taking the trash out and I locked myself out of the back. And it was, you know, a big metal door is pretty heavy, and it just unbolted and opened itself and stood open by itself. So I went in and I walked past the manager's office, and there was a male manager standing in the office. And I was new. I hadn't met him before. And he smiled and he waved, and I smiled and I waved, and I went about my day. And I didn't see him for the rest of the day. So I asked the cook, you know, where's the male manager? And she said, what male manager? And I said, there is a guy in the manager's office. He's wearing, you know, manager's outfit and everything. And she was like, we don't have a male manager. It's only, you know, this lady. And then she pulled out her phone and she showed me a picture. And she was like, is this who you saw? And I said, yeah, that's him. I was like, he was here earlier. And she was like, yeah, he died 2 years ago on the way to work. Now, my experience is I've never, ever seen an apparition before this time, and the experiences that I had at this restaurant made me start digging into the history of the area. Now, there's a little road, like right down the road, there's another road called Indian Mound Road, and I found out that there was an Indian burial mound. I did some digging online. There is an Indian burial mound, and whoever owned the farmland to that land desecrated the mound. Like, they dug up the mound and sold the belongings that were with the Native Americans and removed the bones. And, you know, I tried to figure out what happened to the bones, where are they buried, and, you know, I contacted the Historical Society as well as the Native Americans in the area close to me. And they acted like it was a big secret. And they were real hush-hush about it, or they just didn't respond. So I found that kind of weird. But I don't know if you know, what I experience is connected to this. I wouldn't doubt it. But, yeah, I worked at a haunted restaurant. And I have more stories, so maybe I'll call in again. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Obviously, she definitely worked at a very haunted restaurant.
It is interesting that we run into so many stories about restaurants that are haunted. And I don't know if that's just because, you know, people pick buildings that have a lot of character, that are older, that would be fun to redo and put a restaurant in. And then it ends up that they come with a lot of character and history both, you know. I'm not sure, but we do get a lot of restaurant stories. Now, there was just a lot of regular activity. She said things would go flying. The shadow would pass. She'd hear her name called, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of just regular activity. But I found it really interesting that the man sitting there that just seemed to be solid as he could be, right?
Yeah, I think she thought he opened the door for her.
Real.
Yeah. I think she thought he helped her out.
Like the weird door opening. Yeah. The weird door opening. And then there he's sitting there and just say, hey, you know, waving like he's at work.
Yeah.
So I think he thinks he's still at work.
And, you know, once again, restaurant work is one of those things that, you know, some people have worked at a restaurant for years and years and years. And, you know, or others, you know, working in a restaurant's what they do. They love waiting tables. They love cooking.
And it's hard work.
Yeah. So, you know.
It's very hard work.
So maybe he just loved that place. But it's interesting that she's like, no, there's no managers like that. But then she thought, I wonder.
Yeah.
So that makes me think that there's been other reports of him. Because
I'm wondering so too.
Because to me, you know, we have all worked in places where someone has passed away at some point, and you don't automatically go, could it be this person? You know, unless there's been something that makes you think
now, that. Now, I don't see a direct connection between the Indian burial ground and the restaurant.
Agreed. I didn't either.
Maybe I don't know. You know, I don't exactly know the layout of the town or anything like that. I think this has more to do with a building that was haunted and this ex-manager that still thinks he's at work, you know, and is haunting the building. And they might have other things too. Maybe the building was older and, you know, there's some other residual things going on there. But I'm not just jumping to this other thing. Now, is that true? And there's some sort of burial ground that maybe there's some creepy things in town. It could be.
Yeah.
You know,
there
I'm
could
not
be two separate things going on.
But I feel like it's two different things.
I thought so too.
Yeah. And so I think you have a restaurant building that comes with a history of paranormal activity. And then possibly this manager now is part of that. You know, once he died, I think he thinks he's still there running the show.
I do too. And he helped her out. Like, she locked herself out and she's the new girl and he's got to help her. Oh,
yeah.
That's just crazy. Like, he was that mm-hmm. real to her. Mm-hmm. Well, here is one more story. It says, these couple events are related to premonitions. I've always been very in tune with my intuition, but I never really spoke up about it for fear of it not happening or actually happening. My husband is a scientist and to an extent believes some of the stuff I say, but without solid evidence of me knowing first, he relates my thoughts to circumstance. However, there were two occasions when I did speak up and something happened and he just had to say, wow, I believe you. The first event was when my husband and his best friend had tickets to their yearly football game. His friend, a Vikings fan, and my husband, a Bears fan, have a tradition of going to...
just the Viking and the Bears fan.
Exactly. So they go to a game in Chicago or Minnesota. So in 2010, they planned to go to Minnesota, and I had never worried about him going off to the game, But when he told me they got the tickets and everything was good to go, I got a bad feeling. I kept it to myself because I didn't want to ruin his anticipation and excitement, but as time went on and the date got closer, I spoke up. I told my husband, I don't know why, but I really don't want you to go. I'm not sure if I thought of him having a car accident, driving in the possibly icy, snowy road conditions or what, but I had a bad feeling. He said, the tickets are bought and he doesn't want to lose that money. And I told him I'd gladly give him money for his loss. Don't go. Well, none of that had to happen because the day before he was supposed to go, the Metrodome collapsed. His friend and he got their money back and he didn't have to travel up north. My husband thinks I now have superpowers to make the stadium collapse because I did not want him to go. I know something terrible was going to happen if he got on the road. So whatever he wants to think, I'm just glad he's safe. The second one is a fun one. I had a dream. My husband's favorite musician was in town and I saw him at a store. I stopped him and asked if he would wait while I called my husband to come and get his picture taken with him because he's your biggest fan. In the dream, the musician said, sure. And my husband got there and got to meet his idol and of course got a picture with him. I told my husband about the dream and he chuckled and called me weird. And later in the week, my husband called me from work and said, guess who's coming to town for a concert? Steve Earle. And I said, oh my God, my dream, you're going to meet Steve Earle. We got to the concert a few months later. They let the audience know to stay after for a meet and greet with artists. My husband turned to me and I was in shock that I had dreamt this a few months ago and now it had come true. Thanks for letting me express a few of my experiences with you. That was from Emily. So I looked that up because I'm like, a Metrodome collapsed and the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, the home of the Minnesota Vikings, suffered a catastrophic failure in December 2010 when its unique roof collapsed. The incident occurred after a blizzard hit the Minneapolis area, dumping over 17 inches of snow on the city. Yeah. The roof of the stadium collapsed under the weight of snow and ice.
Mm-hmm.
So that is interesting. She had such a bad feeling. And then that, of all things, happens the day before they're supposed to go.
I think she sensed it. Something bad was going to happen.
And there was a huge blizzard on top of this happening.
Yeah. Wow. I think that is... And then, and then the dream about...
Meeting Steve Earle.
Yeah, And it's kind of interesting because she started out when she said that thing about her husband being a scientist. But, sometimes I think that scientists, yes, though they're evidence-based people, also maybe know that there's a lot more possibilities than they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Yeah. That they are like, because they do know a lot, then they go, oh, crap. That means that there's these things, right? And that's even more than the regular people like you and I get, right? We go, this could possibly happen. But scientists and people that study things often go, yeah, but that actually opens the door to a lot more things.
And kind of too depends on what sort of science he studies, because... Mm-hmm. I could see him also being very analytical and that
but he
makes
wants
no sense because I can't prove it. Yeah.
Right. But in the back of his mind, he knows there's a wealth of possibilities, to things. And it's not always just black and white, things surprise you. And so a couple I don't remember that we've had tons of premonition stories, but we've had some.
Quite a few intuition type of stories. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
I think there's a lot of dream premonition stories where you see something happen in a dream and then it happens.
She in her dream runs into Steve Earle. And then he's like, wait, I got to call my husband. He's your biggest fan. And then here her husband comes so he can meet him. And then Steve Earle comes to town and he got to meet him.
There it is.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'd kind of pay attention to your wife a little bit more, actually.
I think so, too. She and in good ways too, just
absolutely.
Like get to meet Steve Earle.
So if you have a real ghost story, Steve Earle story, premonition story, share it with us. We'd like to hear it. Call 855-853-4802. or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show, you get the advance episodes and access to the archive. Just become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with a gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.